Welcome to the Teach Anywhere podcast. Today I'm speaking with Matthew Shapland, who is the head of primary at a school in Sudan. Matthew has been in Sudan for 2 years, and he's there with his wife and young family. So thank you for speaking with me today, Matthew.
You're welcome.
Now, firstly, I'd like to kind of create a picture. I'd like you to tell me a little bit about your school and the area in which your school is located.
Sure. Unity High School has, I think, a very unique character and a fascinating one. The school was actually founded over 100 years ago in 1902. And as a result, it's really become a very Sudanese institution in many ways. It's certainly very highly respected among the Sudanese community, and we have absolutely no problem recruiting students for our school. It has a unique character in a way because it was founded as a Christian school, and yet obviously being in Khartoum, we have the majority of our pupils are Muslims. This rarely causes any problems, but does give it an interesting slant. Also, while we are an international school running the British national curriculum, as I said, the majority of our students are Sudanese, and that means that we have a lot of Sudanese staff here. We have, I suppose, a range of staff from around the world, but certainly we seem to balance these two aspect of being both international and very much located here within the country. I think if you come to work at Unity, you certainly are coming to work in Sudan.
Sorry, Matthew. Yeah, can you draw me a kind of paint me a picture of what I've not been to Khartoum before. What is it like? What does it look like?
Khartoum is a very rapidly developing city. It's an old city. It's here based on the confluence of the Blue and White Nile, and is actually, Khartoum itself is actually three cities together which kind of go on the banks of the triangle of the meeting of the Blue and White Nile. The older parts of Khartoum are, I suppose, what you might expect in a very hot, dry climate. It can look a bit ramshackle. I suppose, in a way, one way to say about it, it has a lot of character. But along with this, the recent sort of economic boom with oil money is producing some very flashy high-rise office blocks, some expensive Western-style hotels, and really it's a city that's developing and growing with great speed. Unity High School is actually located in the center of Khartoum. We are about 500 meters from the Blue Nile and 500 meters from the palace. We have an extraordinary location, the actual kind of location that is impossible for schools to afford these days as the city has grown so large.
Now, just one question. Is it air-conditioned, your school and your housing?
We have a range. Parts of the school are air-conditioned. Parts are with coolers, which obviously reduce the temperature. They work in a similar way where they produce a sort of they use water to actually cool the air down, and
okay.
The accommodation often has those in.
Excellent. Okay. Now, well, when we were talking about the jobs in Sudan, I kind of did a straw poll of our consultants, and I said, what is it that you think of when you think Sudan? And probably safety was the first thing that we thought teachers might be concerned about. So I'd like you to tell me something about what it's like to live in Sudan and if there's been any problems or if there's any no-go areas.
I think that's a fantastic question, and certainly before I came here, I remember looking it up on the web and the news and being rather worried. The reality here, I actually couldn't be more different. I've wandered around Khartoum a great deal in the daytime and at night on my own and in groups, and I've actually never had any problems at all. It's almost unknown here, or extremely rare for teachers to have problems. Crime is very low. Obviously, you shouldn't be walking around with your money hanging out, but in terms of street crime or anything like that, it's almost unheard of. It hasn't happened to any staff while I've been here. In general, I have to say Sudanese people are very welcoming and friendly. A particular event that sticks in my mind is when I first arrived, I was trying to negotiate a taxi fare home in my rather limited Arabic, and someone, a complete stranger, stopped in the street, asked me if he could help and negotiated the taxi fare for me and then wandered off having said goodbye. It's certainly, the feeling you get of it being a dangerous, worrying place is not the day-to-day reality here at all.
Okay, perfect, yeah. It's often true, I think, and you know, what you hear in the news is not what you live when you live in a place.
Absolutely.
Now, the country is undergoing some